Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know that feeling when you're constantly giving, giving, getting like a human working vending machine? We all experience it. And while being generous and helpful is awesome, there comes a point where saying no becomes less of an option and more of a necessity. Today, we're diving deep into the world of setting healthy boundaries, because let me tell you, these bad boys are like emotional armor. They protect your energy, your sanity, and ultimately, your well-being. Think of it this way. Imagine a beautiful garden, you want to nurture it, right? But if you don't establish clear boundaries around what gets planted, who can visit, and how much water goes in, things get out of control fast. Here are 5 power moves for setting those healthy boundaries, because life is too short to be everyone's punching bag. First up, recognize your limits. We all have different capacities for giving our time, energy, and emotional resources. Don't feel pressured to say yes to everything just because someone asks nicely. It's okay to prioritize your own needs. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Number 2, communicate clearly and assertively. Now, this doesn't mean being aggressive or demanding. It simply means expressing your needs and expectations respectfully but firmly. Think of it like ordering food at a restaurant. You wouldn't hesitate to ask for something different if you weren't happy with the first choice. Third, learn to say no gracefully. This is a superpower, my friends. Saying no doesn't have to be a battle. It can be as simple as saying thank you for thinking of me, but I'm already committed at that time. Or, I really appreciate the offer, but it's not something I'm able to do right now. 4, practice self-care like a boss. This means doing things that recharge and replenish your energy, whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, or spending time with loved ones. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Finally, be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you stumble, but that's okay. Just keep learning, growing, and refining those boundaries until they work for you. You know that feeling when you're saying yes to everything and then suddenly you hit a wall? You're exhausted, overwhelmed, and just plain burnt out. We've all been there. Imagine this. You're at a party, surrounded by people, but instead of feeling energized, you feel drained. Someone asks you to help them move furniture, another person needs advice on a personal issue, and before you know it, you're juggling a million things at once. Sound familiar? This is what happens when we haven't set healthy boundaries. We get caught up in the demands of others and forget to take care of our own needs. But guess what? By setting those boundaries, we can actually feel more energized, present, and even happier. Think about it like a car. If you don't regularly check your oil, change your tire pressure, or get regular tune-ups, the engine is going to sputter and eventually break down. Boundaries are like those essential maintenance checks for your emotional well-being. They keep things running smoothly so you can show up fully in all areas of your life. So here's the deal. Take a moment to reflect on your current boundaries. Are you saying yes when you really want to say no? Are you giving more than you're comfortable with? Remember, it's not about being selfish. It's about taking care of yourself so that you can show up as your best self for the people and things that matter most. Ready to take action? Here are a few simple steps to start setting those healthy boundaries today. First, identify one area in your life where you feel overwhelmed or drained. Maybe it's work relationships or social commitments. Then think about what kind of boundaries would help you feel more balanced and in control. Could you say no to certain tasks at work? Set aside specific time for personal activities, or limit the amount of social media you consume. Start small, be consistent, and remember, it's a journey, not a race. Join me tomorrow as we explore another powerful start mindset to resilience. Until then, keep practicing those boundaries and remember, you deserve to feel calm, confident, and in control.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.